We are down to the final third of the high school football season, and West Branch comes in 6-0 to homecoming week. And Matt Shenander filling in for our weekly preview, presented by EMS Detergent Services and Main Street Suites. Matt, week number six last week up at the Doug Jackson Field, and we were completely wrong on the trains, but we were not completely wrong that it was a knockdown, drag-out football game, and Bears come away with a big victory.
Yeah, it definitely was a knockdown, kind of drag-out kind of game, but I think what really impressed me was West Branch really just played their game, went in there, took care of business, and came back home to West Branch. You know, it was really kind of questionable there in the first half because North Cedar, despite really everything that had happened to them, giving up two defensive touchdowns with the Bears, everything else like that, they hung in there, completed astronomical pass, unbelievable pass after unbelievable pass. It was just unreal there in the first half what they were able to do. But, yeah, that second half, as pretty much the Bears have done all season, and really came out, put the hammer down, and put that one away.
Well, I was looking back at it a little, and you know, you can't draw it up any better. You defer so that you kick off, you get your defense out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, North Cedar got, I think, one or two first downs. You force the punt, yep. You drive down, you score a touchdown, and then three plays later, you get a fumble that you run in for a touchdown. Yeah. I mean, right there, it's like, hey, 14-0. That's great. Yeah. But North Cedar comes back, they tie it up, and then, boom, we turn around and we score two more touchdowns. Yeah. We get an offensive one, we get a defensive touchdown, we're back up by two scores. North Cedar drives down the field. It's like, holy cow, these guys aren't going away. But we stuck with it. We kept going and made a couple of adjustments that really changed things in that second half so we could pull away for that 3-touchdown win.
I think that flow of events really shows the type of maturity that we have on this team. And these guys are able to really have those highs, really have those lows. They were up by two touchdowns at two different points in the game, and North Cedar either came back to tie it or pull within seven. So really just credit to these West Branch kids for really just hanging in there, you know, really having fun with those highs, coming back and really building back up when they were low there. And yeah, second half adjustments, again, the story of this week. But yeah, a big credit to North Cedar there too. They're looking like a pretty good team who I think is going to probably contend for maybe that second spot in the district. You know, Bellevue kind of came out and made a statement last Friday as well. So it's going to be a good battle there. So yeah, I'm looking forward to the rest of their season to see how they do.
Yeah, these final three games, it's going to be a lot of fun to see how it jockeys within the district standings, and a lot of great football to be played here in these next few weeks. So as it stands, though, the Bears come home. They've got a 6-0 record now as we go into homecoming week, and that adds a whole nother layer of things to everything with dress-up day. You've got the parade. You've got the coronation, which luckily we do that on Wednesday night instead of Friday night during the game, I think. That's just my feeling. But, you know, there's just so many other things that go into it, but just being up here at practice this week, it feels like the guys are really locked in and focused on the task at hand.
Yeah, that's really kind of the question every time that homecoming week kind of comes around is the team focused? What are they thinking? Are they distracted by all of the things that are happening throughout the school the entire week? And year after year after year, they prove that no, they're not distracted. This coaching staff keeps their head in the game, literally in the game, not everything else that's going on. So I fully expect West Branch really to not be fazed by all the homecoming stuff. And yeah, like you said, thankfully can kind of get the parade, the coronation, all that kind of stuff out of the way Wednesday, have Thursday to really start preparing for that game, and Friday come out and really show this Northeast team what we can do.
Well, and speaking of Northeast, they come in one win on the season, one win last year, a couple years where they were winless. It's a program that has struggled, and they will admit it themselves. You know, we talked with them last year when we were up there, but it's also, look at some of their scores. You know, it's not the 50-0 type of games. They were right there with Wapello, who gave us a ball game. You know, they, yeah, in the end, it was a little bit larger margin, you know, 3 touchdowns, 4 touchdowns against Bellevue and or against Cascade and Beckman, but they're getting there. They're starting to turn some things around and show that, you know what, we're learning how to play this game a little bit better, more effectively, and they would love nothing more than to build on that by coming into the Little Rose Bowl and doing just that.
Yeah, they've, as you said, they've had a really rough stretch here over the last few years. Before this season, the previous three seasons, a total of 4 wins. They're in the win column this year with a win over Alburnett, a Class A team. And yeah, they've had a really tough schedule so far through this first 6 weeks. You mentioned Beckman and Cascade, you know, district foes. But even before district play started, they had a good Wilton team. played Wapello, who really gave it to West Branch quite a bit, Comanche. So they've had a tough sled so far through the first six weeks of the season. And they are a very senior-heavy team, 11 seniors on that team, three of their top four playmakers, you know, quarterback Riley Wolf, Dakota Stevenson running back, and Trey McKellier, I think, wide receiver. Three of their top four playmakers are seniors. And so they're really hoping. It's a kind of thing, like if I was in their shoes, is they need really at 0-2 in the district so far, they need to win out the rest of the way to even have a shot at getting into the playoffs as a district champion. And it's all going to start Friday night in West Branch. And I think if I was in their shoes as seniors, and really we have not had much success over the last few years, this is the time to go. This is the game to go to really see what they can make of with their last few games as with high school football. So it can be a hard place to come into Friday night at the Little Rose Bowl. But like you said, I think they'd be pretty obviously happy with the win, but if they can give West Branch any bit of a game at all, I think they'll be happy with that too.
They've got nothing to lose, and that's something where the Bears really need to just buckle down. And like we've seen all year, stay focused, take care of the job at hand, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams, and just come out and do with their job.
Yeah, that was just something that I really wanted to see them do against North Cedar last week. We knew that it would be a tough game up there in Stanwood. They came out, just played their game, got it done, came home. I want them to do the same thing Friday night. All the homecoming stuff, which whether they're distracted or not, I don't know. Likely not, as we talked about, but just want them to go into the Little Rose Bowl, play their game, get it done in all three phases, and really use this as a starting point in the last third of the season here and really start ramping up all three phases, playing perfectly in sync with each other as we head into week 7, 8, and 9, and then hopefully into the playoffs.
It's going to be a chilly one out there, it sounds like, on Friday night. It is homecoming, though, so we hope everybody shows up. No fresh soft game. We'll have a 7 o'clock kickoff. If you cannot make it there, we'll have the Bearcast for you with the pregame starting at 6:30. Big thank you to Main Street Suites and EMS Detergent Services, our sponsors for our weekly preview coming up for week number 7. And thanks for joining us right here at westbranchfootball.com.